I got at least 10 covens all over the earth trying to attack me, you know, all over the different parts of the nation and all. Covens, I see through their game now. And so when I had the spiders and the ants and the dragonfly to get in my windshield, I had last week I had dragonflies, I had ants, I had spiders trying to get in my car, dropping down on the windshield. Now what's that about? The hive mind, they want to get in, they want to steal, kill and destroy, because you can't take down a strong man unless you get into the house. And I'm talking about they want to get in and get you yoked up with a Delilah or Jezebel. And whether it doesn't matter if it's a relationship with one of them, or get you in a church with a legalistic preacher or 501(c) liar, you know, they want to pull you into division instead of wholeness. They want to separate. See, they want to worship the parts instead of the whole. They want to worship the parts instead of the whole. They want you divided instead of whole. They want you in individual pieces. They want to break you into pieces instead of wholeness. They want to divide your mind. And you think, oh, I'm just going to a job, or I'm just doing my daily routine. But they're setting you up, trying to set you up any way they can through the whole system. The whole system's a lie. And there's a lot of people who might be your friend who are tied to the system. They still have to do it. They still have to work for the man, meaning the devil. They might like you. They might be family member. They might be your friend. But they, because they've yoked up with the devil and the Freemasons, they've got to attack you. Now, what's going to happen is one of them's going to hint. They're going to say something to remind you they're your friend, but they're like double agents. They still, to keep their position of power, they have to do what they got to do, but they're double agents because they really do care. But they know they made the wrong choice. They followed the wrong path, or they're stuck, you know. They're under blackmail, and sort, you know, the blackmail is keeping them in the hive. But they know you're not a hive. And so they know that you're under attack. They know it. They're part of it. But they wish they wasn't, but they're stuck. They have to do it. So they'll give you little hints here and there. I had one boss one time. He said, they have no new game. My mom said, well, they're all out for money. A friend of mine said, how do you survive? How do you keep going? You're like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep going when you get hit. They're revealing that they know that you're under attack. They're revealing it by their words. Just reverse engineer. Had a mother-in-law, she knew I was under attack by my wife, but that's her daughter, you know. And so I had a mother-in-law tell me. She said, what did she say that time? It's been so long. What did she say? She was telling me that it was obvious that the wife didn't have my best interest, that it was all about her, and she wasn't going to change. She wasn't going to change because she was against the truth. And that's why I said, why are you trying to? I said, I thought you were saved. You're trying to get me in an ecumenical church. What's wrong with you? What are you, stupid? You don't see the ecumenical movement as a lie? I thought you were raised in church, woman. And then when the truth came out, well, I've never been a sinner because I got saved when I was 5 years old. I've never been a sinner. Well, if you're not a sinner, Jesus can't save you. First, you have to see your sin, woman. Self-righteous, religious, lost, thinking because they were in church their whole life, thinking they're saved. When they're not saved, they don't have any spiritual discernment, and they don't want to grow because they can't grow because they don't have the Holy Spirit. Whoo, Lordy. So all these covens and all these Wiccans and Jezebels and legalists and the whole system and all these talk show hosts, they're all trying to pull you in. All the actors and Yahoo sending you emails every day. Geico sending you emails. Who runs Geico? Buffett. He wants to buffet you. Warren Buffett. The Warren Buffett. Warren means walk, because Ren in Chinese is walk. Buffett. He wants to buffet you. He wants to buffet you and war against you, so he's going to send you emails. You better join Geico. Why? So you can data mine my information? You lying snake. Warren Buffett, Yahoo, liberal Yahoo, sending you emails all the time. I mean, notifications all the time. All of them. All of them. They're all agents. Because they love the creation instead of the creator. Period. That is the truth. They love the creation above the creator. That's the absolute fact. It applies across the board, everywhere you are. It's a fractal holographic truth, applying it everywhere at all times, 24/7, 7 days a week. That's why you can't yoke up with them, because they are 24/7 on duty for the devil.